This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Eric Morton of WDWNT.com. I'm filling in for Tom. He's out on the West Coast covering Oogie Boogie Bash, Halloween Horror Nights, and D23 Expo. So you're stuck with me again for a little while here in one of our museum exhibit areas because the studio is being remodeled. Bear with me. Here are the top Disney park stories from around the world for September 5th, 2022. Video captured a young child running onto a moving float from Mickey's Celebration Cavalcade in Magic Kingdom. The video, which was posted on the Walt Disney World Reddit channel, shows the child running up the steps to see Pluto. A parade performer quickly scooped up the child and deposited them onto the sidewalk in a town square section of Main Street, USA. As of today, it's unclear as to whether any further action was taken, though the matter seems to have been handled with little incident. Thankfully, it looks like nobody was hurt. Well, Walt Disney World, adorable animals are typically celebrated, whether they're mice, ducks, or chipmunks, but lately, a squirrel menace has invaded the resort. Yes, on Sunday, WWNT reporters captured this footage of a rather aggressive squirrel trying to sample a guest's turkey leg at the American Adventure at Epcot. While their attempt proved unsuccessful, they did manage to cause an additional bit of chaos by knocking over a full cup of soda. Since then, readers have reached out to us with their own stories of unfortunate and terrifying squirrel encounters. Of course, this isn't the first time WDWNT has come face to face with these would-be thieves. On Thursday, as our reporter sat down to try the new peanut butter cold brew cookie and French toast nitro cold brew from Gideon's Bakehouse, Disney Springs, they bravely stared down a squirrel who wanted to do a review of their own. Will their entitled behavior never cease? Luckily, they were able to remove the tempting items before the squirrel attacked. If you encounter one of these threatening creatures, be prepared to make a quick exit, and most importantly, don't feed them. Yes, don't get mad. We have a lighthearted story today. Not exactly hard-hitting news, but hey, it is Labor Day. We thought you deserved a little bit of a laugh. The Florida Blue Medicare Lounge has taken over Restaurant Marrakesh in Epcot's Morocco Pavilion to accommodate some well-needed relaxation for your busy park day. To access Florida Blue Medicare Lounge, you must be a Florida Blue member. You can sign up online. They have a QR code you can get at the entrance to when you arrive. You can find the lounge at the, as we said, at the Restaurant Marrakesh. They offer complimentary experiences such as henna tattoo art and watercolor artists making postcards at different times throughout the day. When you enter, signage reads, "Come inside and experience an unexpected dose of wellness." This navy blue Florida Blue Medicare cooling towel is free to those that visit. The inside is still Moroccan themed from Restaurant Marrakesh. However, Blue Florida Blue Medicare Lounge banners are in place. Not only is this space air conditioned with lots of seating available, but complimentary drinks like spa water, cold brew coffee, and Moroccan mint tea are complimentary. Added perk is that you're allowed to go, come and go from the lounge many times as you want throughout the day. Of course, pour your own beverages. You can also recharge. They have nice recharging lockers. You can take advantage of their photo op and more. The lounge is open daily from noon to 6 p.m. If you visit Florida Blue Lounge early, there are limited wristbands available for Eat to the Beat concert with reserved seating. They are first come, first serve. News Today is brought to you by the Sunshine Flyer, the new 1920s rail-themed transportation from Orlando International Airports to Walt Disney World Resorts. Start your vacation experience as soon as you step off the plane with motor coaches that create the atmosphere of old-fashioned passenger cars. No two vehicle designs are the same, and just in time for summer, kids ride free. If you book your trip through Labor Day, that's actually today is the end of this, you can enjoy free tickets for kids and reduced pricing for adults. The tickets do not need to be used during this time frame. To reserve, visit sunshineflyer.com. With the return of Donald and friends to Donald's Dino Bash at Disney's Animal Kingdom, the flotillas on Discovery River are changing. The Mickey, Minnie, and Pluto flotilla and the Pocahontas flotilla remain, while a new Adventure flotilla has launched. There are two versions of the Adventure flotilla, the first featuring Launchpad McQuack and Scrooge McDuck from DuckTales. The following announcement plays as the flotilla approaches Discovery Island. Attention all explorers, look to the Discovery River, its thrill-seeking billionaire Scrooge McDuck and his faithful travel companion Launchpad McQuack. Craving roaring adventure, these famed explorers have the quest that surely fits the bill. These daring ducks are headed to Africa in search of a legendary Lion King. Talk about a main event. Some of Scrooge's money bags hang there from the boat. He's also hung banners featuring his face on the sides, and a McDuck pennant flies over the cast members that are sitting at the back. Launchpad drives the boat from a large ship's steering wheel at the front. A model of Launchpad's airplane is on the pole at the back of the plane next to a DAC crate. The Launchpad and Scrooge rotate with Doug and Russell from up. Seems Doug, though, got distracted yesterday, maybe by a squirrel, because he was missing from the flotilla. However, Russell was helping cast members steer thanks to a large wheel at the front of the boat. Wilderness Explorer banners now hang from the sides of the boat, and a drawing of Kevin hangs from a bamboo pole near the back. Watch our video. You can see it. Both versions of this flotilla, we have them embedded in the article right there on our website. The Donald and Daisy meet and greet I referenced earlier, well, those have returned to Dinoland USA for Donald's Dino Bash in Disney's Animal Kingdom. This bash is Donald's way of celebrating being a bird descended from dinosaurs, but the meet and greets have been suspended since 2020 when they closed due to COVID-19. Well, now he's back. He's in a colorful dinosaur-inspired outfit, including a scaly jacket and red feathered explorer's hat, and wears a purple sash showing the evolution of dinosaurs into birds. Daisy is meeting guests in front of a dinosaur figure almost as stylish as her. She has a scale-inspired shirt, a blue and pink jacket, and large feathery sunglasses. Not to be outdone, well, Chip and Dale have returned to Donald's Dino Bash as well. The chipmunks are dressed in their dinosaur onesie costumes. Chip's costume is purple while Dale's is green. They pose in front of signs for the must-see Chipmunkosaurus. The spooky season is out in full force around Walt Disney World. And to celebrate, a new mini ghost pinata is haunting the ganachery at Disney Springs. The mini ghost pinata is a dark chocolate sphere filled with marshmallow treats. The dark sphere is covered in white modeling chocolate to create a ghost-like figure with fondant for Minnie Mouse bow and ears. Like all of the chocolate pinatas the shop offers, it comes with a mallet, nice wooden mallet, so you can do some smashing at home or I guess wherever you choose to. I think we did it right there in Disney Springs. The pinata rests on a bed of white and milk chocolate crunchy pearls. If you do plan on taking it home, they'll even give you ice packs to help slow down any melting. The main chef at the ganachery told us that the pinata, this one in particular, will hold up a little longer than normal because of the molding chocolate that was used for the ghost costuming on the outside. The mini ghost pinata sells for $28. As part of their ongoing efforts to reduce waste and help the environment, Disneyland Paris will be offering a new limited edition collection of upcycled bags made from the Sleeping Beauty Castle themed tarp that covered the castle during its refurbishment. Le Château de la Belle au Bois Dormant, Sleeping Beauty Castle, was covered in scaffolding and a themed tarp for a year ahead of the resort's 30th anniversary. Rather than throw away the tarp, it has now been cut up and turned into tote bags, duffel bags, briefcases, and pouches. Because of the nature of the collection, each bag is completely unique, featuring a different section of the castle tarp. Disneyland Paris partnered with Bilum, I'm not sure. It's a France-based business that specializes in upcycling tarps and other materials. Each of the 2,300 bags in the collection was handmade. Founder and director of the company, Elaine de la Morere, said, "We are building the brand's legacy using their own materials." They also partly collaborated with an ESAT, that's Establishments and Services of Assistance Through Work, hosting people with disabilities to create the collection. "We are particularly happy to launch this one-of-a-kind collection dedicated to Sleeping Beauty Castle, the icon of our destination, which will allow our fans to take home an authentic piece of magic," said Jean-David Marquet, merchandise and retail director at Disneyland Paris. "Besides, this project is for us an opportunity to collaborate with a local French company that shares Disneyland Paris's environmental and social values." The collection will be available starting September 9th at the Storybook Store on Main Street USA in Disneyland Park. Prices of the items will range from 30 euros all the way up to 140 euros. There will also be a preview sale for annual pass holders on September 8th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Storybook Store. Pass holders must present their annual pass and no discounts will apply. For the absolute latest in Disney Parks news, head on over to WWNT.com and follow us on your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part, is that their services are free. Visit www.nt.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more content, click the bell for notifications, and hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of News Today with WDW News Today. You can also support the entire team behind this show by joining the WDWNT Interglobe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Eric Morton saying enjoy the rest of your today. And have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
It's time to adjust that set and turn that dial to WDWNT-TV, our new channel where some of your favorite programming from the WDW News Today YouTube channel is heading. If you want to continue to see Boxed In on Fridays, Park Center on Sundays, and as well our Thursday night comedy variety show WDW News Tonight, you'll have to catch them at their new home, WDWNT-TV. It's easy to subscribe. Just put in the URL, wdwnt.tv, hit subscribe, and make sure you get those notifications. Again, this is the only way you'll be able to continue to see these great shows as they are moving away from the WDW News Today channel permanently. We hope to see you over there at our new home, WDWNT-TV. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming.